Hello kids. Hello Jaden. Hope you're all doing good today.
Hello. Hello friends. Today we are in Nehemiah chapter 10.
Yes indeed Jaden. And today we see all the people who sealed the covenant and the decisions that the people took.
So this is the same covenant that they wrote in the clay tablets, isn't it?
Yes indeed Jaden. So Ezra notes down the names of all the people who placed their seal on the document. This was to show that they took a stand for the Lord. The Holy Spirit convicted their hearts and they obeyed the voice of the Holy Spirit and said, "Yes, Lord, I will take a stand to make a covenant with you." And because they did that covenant, look, their names is written in the Bible for even all of us today. So God remembers the stand that we take for Him. He honors it. So you too, kids, if you decide to take a stand and make a covenant relationship with Jesus, He will remember it and He will honor you.
Oh wow, what a wonderful God we have.
Because we read in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30, "Those who honor me, I will honor." So kids, will you honor God by making a covenant relationship with Jesus to be His friend in your lives?
Yes, we will.
That's good, Jaden. God will indeed write all those names, whoever has taken this decision, in His book of remembrance.
Oh yes, and we'll all see that book when we reach heaven, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, Jaden. See, in verse 28 it says, all those people, their wives, their sons and their daughters, everyone who had knowledge and understanding made this covenant. So even little kids like you made that covenant with Lord on that day. And all those who made such a covenant with God and walked obediently in their lives according to God's word will be now in heaven with Jesus. And one day, we will all join together in heaven as well.
Oh, that's wonderful!
And also, see that the people took three decisions.
What are they?
First, they said, we will not mix with all the people who do not belong to our God. That is because those people will take us far away from God. And secondly, they said they will honor God's laws like Sabbath and be faithful to Him. In the New Testament, Jesus summarized all the laws into two. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22 verses 37 to 40, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first commandment. And the second is, love your neighbor as yourself." If we follow these two commandments, we will be right in our walk with God. And the third decision that the people took is to support God's work in the temple of the Lord. That is, they decided to support the temple with their time, their money, with all their resources. Similarly, you too kids can take such decision in your life as well. And God will richly bless you for that. Take care kids. God bless you.
Bye friends.